Did it work?
Did
you fade? Did you fade it?
I did. I can't hear myself on the microphone right now. I don't know what that is about. Let me try to play some knobs. But welcome.
Hello. Yes, welcome back.
Welcome back to Stroll Show.
We are here in 2017. Holy shit.
Yeah, this is a new day for all of us. A new year. So, happy new year. Hope everyone had a great holiday, great Christmas, great Hanukkah, great Kwanzaa, great, for all those Canadians, Boxing Day. I hope they had a good
one. Boxing Day is a big one.
I'm not really sure what that is, but I think it has to do with returning gifts that you don't like or giving gifts to people that don't have them. I don't know.
But it has nothing to do with boxing, actual boxing.
No actual boxing. I'm hitting all these knobs and... Oh, here we go. Okay.
Are you back?
I can hear myself a little bit. Maybe it's better if I don't hear myself, but...
There's movement on the board, though.
There is movement. A lot of movement.
So you must be projecting that voice. Must be going out into the millions.
Someone's listening. I don't know who, but we're back.
Yeah.
Sitting across from me, as always, is my boy...
Dossi.
And then
and over there is the flow.
And the right and then the blue corner, it's the flow, guys. What's going on?
The year may have changed, but your two bros have not.
We have not. We've actually stayed exactly the same. Nothing special happened at New Year's Eve when that bowl dropped. Not really. And you know, nothing. We didn't get rich. We didn't get thin. We didn't get
we didn't make any resolutions.
We didn't get healthy yet. Nah, I want to do things different, but I don't know. I get lazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's okay. I mean, it's okay to be lazy, bro.
Is it? I think
yeah,
it's all right.
Who cares? You know, it's like
that's
it's
what
like,
a lazy
like,
man would say, and I surround myself with lazy people.
You like so you respect my laziness. You respect my level of laziness.
I damn right. I'm
my LOL.
I'm
my lol.
Oh my goodness, that's what it really means.
Yeah, so we bring you. See, you guys missed us, right? Yeah.
That's right. So yeah, we took the last 2 weeks off because you know Christmas Day happened. Baby Jesus was born.
Holidays happened.
Yeah, holidays.
Holidays happen. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Are you going to prepare during those holidays? No. So that's why we have no guests today. I mean, we've been reaching out, but everyone's busy. It snowed.
And stuff. I find, you know, and this is from my experience, too, of like trying to be in a band myself. It's like during this time, nobody really wants to do anything. Even the bigger bands don't do anything. Like I remember the last band that I saw that actually did a pretty extensive tour during like the winter time was Front Bottoms. And they did, it was like the hot chocolate tour or some shit they did. Remember that?
Really?
Oh, remember that? That was like when they first started blowing up and they were playing every day. They were playing all the time.
The yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was like, last time I checked the Front Bottoms Facebook page, it had 5,000 likes. Now it's got 150,000.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I mean, they're good dudes.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, whatever. That's beside the point. The point is, during this time, you know, the music business kind of shuts down. We retool. You know, no one is no one is really willing to come out. And plus, it's snowed a little bit. I'm just. This is a long-winded way of having an excuse of why we don't have a guest today.
Yeah, but these are all valid excuses that, you know, we can't.
But the guests are coming. Don't worry.
They are coming. We got them lining up. We got emails. We got texts.
Yo, yeah, we
Instagram
got
messages.
Emails and texts.
Yeah, Paul right now is literally just keeping the phone lines at bay. Just like, okay, bands, we're coming.
Yeah. I'm just like, don't worry about it. Your Stroll Bros will be back. Don't worry. We'll come for you. We got you.
Yeah, we got you all.
Got you.
So we got you a good one today. We're going to do a little,
Do we?
we always got a good one. I mean, this is an interesting day today because, you know, as our boys, Joe, Linda, and Jason from Point of Order, they're probably talking sports.
Yeah.
Today's is a big football day for the city. And that's the Giants are in the playoffs playing the Packers.
Big one.
Yeah, so that's happening. So we got that after this. So,
we're going to have
people are jittery. People don't want to come out and, you know, they want to watch sports today. So it's a big sports city day.
Plus, it snowed a lot, and I don't know if I said that.
So a lot of things happen. Basically, we're trying to say a lot of factors are in the way from this happening. So, but today we're going to listen to some, give a little homage to our past bands again. We could play some of their new tunes, you know, mm-hmm. like bands like our boys Float. They just came out with a new EP that, you know, they've been playing shows for and, spreading around the tri-state area, so we can give you some of that music. We got High School Football Heroes are coming back around, I think.
February 11th.
Yes, February 11th.
The only reason why I know that is because I think it's the same. It's either the 11th or 12th, but I'm pretty sure whatever day it is, it's the same day as the next WrestlePro event that's happening in Bay Ridge. So
yes,
we're going to have to choose. We have to choose wisely. But I think we're going to have a WrestlePro guest coming up, so that's another one we got lined up.
Yeah, we got some stuff in the works. It just may not be tomorrow. We have interviews lined up for like 7 months from now as well, which is really interesting.
Yeah,
which I don't know if we can divulge such information yet.
Not yet. Let's keep them waiting. Keep everybody waiting.
Yeah, so keep you guys listening. You know when that day is going to come, but we'll let you know when that day comes.
Mm. But so I guess just to round out the holidays, how we haven't really spoke about how each other's holidays. What are you looking at?
I'm sorry. This is the what? The,
what?
There's a record player. I'm right above a record player where this microphone is, and the slip mat for this record player is two people 69ing.
Are you kidding me? Let me see. Holy crap!
That is. I'm sorry. That literally just saw that happen. And
oh man, that's a little. It's a little risque.
That is a little. Hang on, I'm actually gonna. This is going on the Instagram account because, this cannot be missed, ladies and gentlemen.
Nothing like getting into the, you know, wrapping up the Christmas time, the holiday times with a little 69 action on a record. What do they call those things? The thing that the felt.
That's like the slip mat.
It's called the slip mat.
Slip
that's
mat,
what it's
yeah.
called. Oh man,
so
I never
so you don't slip.
I tried to think about that because I tell you something that I got for Christmas because
that's where we're going.
Yeah, yeah. Why not?
Did you get that? Did you get that for Christmas?
I did not get that, but I did get the new Rush. What's it called? The
2021.
Yeah, the 2112 reissue. Like it's like a triple LP reissue of 2112 by Rush. I don't know if I said that already.
By Rush. It is snowing outside, ladies and gentlemen. It did snow.
It came with a. Like slip mat, I guess, of you know the 2112 Star Child logo.
Oh,
you know,
that's
like when
sweet.
It's like the kid that's looking into a star that's coming at him. It's pretty cool.
That is.
But
awesome.
I was trying. I was telling Megan, my girlfriend, like, oh, look what I got. Look what came with this. She's like, that's nice, honey.
Aww.
And I'm just like, well, it's the thing that goes under the record. I didn't know what it was called, but now I know. So that's,
now we know and. Now, bless Megan, because we have such childlike exuberance.
That's true.
That we treat ourselves like children and therefore expect others to be excited by little things
I mean, for Christmas, she got me two things. She got me a elite trainer box of the Pokemon cards.
Yes, that's awesome.
You know, I guess that's kind of childish.
That's like, yeah, I mean, how old are we now, right?
I mean, you know, hey. We're a little out of the age range, but I mean, you know, I like those cards. What do you want me to do?
You can't not like what you like, right?
Yeah, like you gotta, just because you get older, you gotta stop liking, like, I would say that string cheese is probably for like little kids, right?
Yeah, Lunchables, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Go-Gurt.
I like Go-Gurt, though.
Yeah, so you still like Go-Gurt, right? So
on the go yogurt. Oh,
right.
Come on, that's what
it has nothing to do with being a child.
That's for a working man, Go-Gurt.
So is string cheese. Same thing be said. It's polio on the go.
it's true. You know,
But you know, that's what I'm saying.
Kids, why do kids get only all the foods on the go?
I don't know.
Why can't there be like a man lunch on the go? You know, like kind of like a Lunchables, but just for men going to work.
Because they want you to spend the money out to go get your lunch. They want you to spend that $15 on that salad. That's just a salad. Like, if you made it yourself, it literally costs you like $3.
I know how much heads of lettuce you can buy for $15. You know how much, bro?
I don't even know.
Probably like five. I'm thinking $3 a head.
I mean, yeah, especially if you do it by weight.
Yeah,
if you weigh it yourself.
I mean, you know, you work the key food. You would. Oh shit! I'm not gonna break this thing. I was like, you know, you work the key food. I'm very excited and I'm very cold in here as well.
It is chilly. It's not. I'm not gonna lie. I'm like. I feel like I'm in the Revenant right now.
Yeah.
With Leo. I'm waiting for a bear to come out and rip my throat off.
We could skin it for warmth right now. But.
But yeah, so go back to Christmas. Well, what was a nice gift you got, maybe, big boy? You want to tell me about that?
Let me think.
We didn't really talk about this.
No, we didn't. We didn't even talk because we just kind of took a vacation from everything.
Yeah, we took a vacation from each other too.
I like woke up one day and I was like, oh shit,
it's three weeks from now.
Yeah, I was like, I got to go do the stroll.
It has been a long time now. Yeah,
but I told you that you haven't played it yet, but you will play it this week. I got the. For my girlfriend, she got me the PlayStation VR.
Right.
So that's
a gift and a half. That retails for quite a lot of money.
I did not expect it. I did not even know it was available, to be honest.
I had no idea. I mean, I've been kind of unplugged from game. I just got the PS4 for Christmas myself.
True. Which is good.
It's good, but how long has that been out? That's been out for like
two, three years?
Three years, I think. No, yeah. That's a while.
That is a long time. Yeah, but so, you know, it's virtual reality. So now I'm in the future.
How do you feel about that?
You know, it's awesome because, don't get me wrong, and for anyone who doesn't know virtual reality at this point, I don't know why you wouldn't, but it's basically a headset you put on and it transports, not really, but like you everywhere you look in this headset is a different world.
Now, so, does it totally cover your head like 360?
It's just like, it's like a goggle. As people say, it's like you put on binoculars, basically.
Okay. But like, what about the hearing level? Like, how do you hear?
You can either hear from the TV or they have, little earbuds that you could put in.
So I would think you would want like, I'm sure eventually, like, this is probably like the first edition.
It's like first wave.
So imagine the second wave will be like, there'll be like a VR Pro or something. Look at you sitting down.
I got a chair now.
Nice. I like that.
I feel like what I'm doing right here. I feel like I'm hosting a talk show.
Yeah. You look very, I don't know the word, like slender and slight. And just like very.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
But yeah, so like you imagine, like next Christmas there'll be something like, oh, it's the PlayStation VR Pro, and it's like this thing that goes over your head and it like covers your ears, so you get fully immersed.
Oh my god, you don't even, because you get so immersed right now, like you have no idea how immersed you're gonna get when you get in there.
Even without like, even with like hearing from the TV.
Yeah, because just the visuals. Once you put this headset on, it's like everywhere you look, everywhere there's a place.
Yeah,
and you look around and. It's all this different world. It's like, so I have like the Batman game, like the Batman Ark Asylum, whatever. I'm not really a big superhero guy.
Yeah,
but
yeah, but still.
This game made me love Batman, I have to tell you, because
what took you so long, bro. Batman's fucking awesome.
I know.
All those Arkham games are great.
I know. I haven't played. I did like the Dark Knight trilogy, so right. I can't say I didn't like any of the movies, but something I'm not really, you know.
But whatever. The good thing about those games, though, and I'm sure you've probably experienced it from your VR experience, is that it makes you feel like a detective. You're not like just like a Batman beating the shit out of people, like in the Arkham games, like you're Batman, but like you're still a dude. You're just dressed up as Batman, like, so you gotta like sneak around and beat up people, and you like identify crime scenes and shit,
dude. This game is then, and maybe that's why I was so curious about this game, because it wasn't like, because I think the only negative right now on the VR is like you can't really walk in it. You know what I mean? Like, so you're kind of just like stationary.
Well, they have that. It just hasn't been released to the public yet. They have like treadmills that you can.
Are you serious?
I've seen it. I've seen it on like the internet. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh my goodness. I may never leave my house at this point.
That's what we're working towards.
Yeah. But you basically put on like a bat suit, right? So you put the bat suit on at the beginning of the game. Mm. Like they put the mask on. Then there's like a mirror in there and you can look in the mirror and you see yourself.
Oh my God. And the graphics are like really good?
It's like real life. It's like, wow. I mean, not so totally real life.
As far as like the PlayStation, it's like as good as PlayStation can get as far as graphics.
It's better than any game you've played and watched on PlayStation. Like you're playing Uncharted right now on PlayStation.
Loving Uncharted.
Right? So, as we talked off mic about this, about his love.
We can talk on mic about it too later.
We can. And it's just like the graphics are sick.
Mm-hmm.
But this takes it to another level.
I can't imagine. How could the graphics be better?
I don't know. I guess it's all in the headset. It has its own box. Yeah. The headset gets its own little power box to like plug into the system.
That's crazy. Do you remember when like games, like you would get a game, right? You'd start playing it, And like in the opening scene of the game would be like a beautiful, like movie style, like rendition of the game, right? It's like as good as the graphics could get. And then when you actually get to the part where you're playing the game, the graphics like dip.
Yeah, like, and like tremendously.
Yeah, and you're just like, she could look like dip. That the whole time. Now it's like, it's the same the whole time. Like,
I know.
Like at least I've been playing Uncharted. Like, it's like, it's as good. The graphics are always good. And you can't, it seamlessly weaves between like cinematics and gameplay.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's truly an interesting time we're living in.
Yeah, and, I mean, I know I'm like really late to the game, but Uncharted actually just came out in May, so I'm not that late.
So that's pretty new. So I mean, it's just insane. So the VR system has taken me to another level. Like, there's like some scary games.
Yeah.
And my sister's boyfriend last night, Anthony, was playing, Until Dawn, Blusher Rudd to the Head or whatever, Blusher Rudd or something. And it's basically you're on this roller coaster car and you're like locked in and like you got to fight like demons and like these like demonic figures and all this shit. And it's like, you know, there's a lot of scary, like, yeah, you know, scare factors, like, stuff jumping out at you.
Like jump scare shit on.
Yeah. And you know it's going to happen and you're like preparing for it, but you can't prepare for it. You know what I mean?
I mean, I can't even, I literally can't imagine what it would look like. I have to just see it myself. I cannot imagine it.
You can't. No one can. I can't do this enough justice. I just need, Paul's got to come to my basement.
Yeah.
That's what he's got
to
do.
We're in this basement right now, but we're going to go to another, and it's very drafty and cold, as you would imagine a basement to be in the middle of winter.
That's very true. This is actually extremely accurate. But, you know, so that was my Christmas. I mean, I got another couple of gifts. My mom got me tickets to the Nets game I went to last week. And that was cool.
And now you're just bragging, bro.
I know. I'm just like, yo, VR and Nets game, bro.
Boom. Take your dick off the table.
That's right.
And put it back in your jeans.
Oh, you know what I want to do? I'm going to give a quick shout out, though, because usually, like, me, Paul, and ex-roommate Nick, but still friend.
He's still our friend.
And we did a little Christmas gift exchange, even though Paul didn't have a gift ready for the exchange.
I did not, but I did get a gift for everybody, and I will give it to everybody today.
Yeah, so Nick
and I... I'll tell them about it. I don't have anything to actually give.
Yeah, so Nick gave me a very lovely gift of, like, a cherry wheat beer, you know, like a beer mug, like a little ugly Christmas sweater koozie for the beer, and that Shark Tank game.
Yeah.
So I unboxed that shit last night, and...
How was that?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It leaves a little to be to be desired.
Well, yeah, because it's like it didn't look like a fully thought out game. It looked like it was just this, like, you like Shark Tank, they just threw
it's like a stocking stuffer.
Yeah,
it's like
you're
just gonna buy it, and no one's gonna, you know, play it. But we played it. So me, my sister, my girlfriend, and everybody's playing it.
How many people can it play?
Up to six, I think. It's however many sharks there are.
Oh, I see.
So I don't really understand how the game worked per se, because we were like watching online like tutorials, but they kind of rushed through the gameplay.
Yeah,
to explain to you who the sharks were. I don't know. Understand why. Like,
but does each shark have a different thing, or like you play as a shark?
You're both a shark and an entrepreneur at like each turn. Like one turn.
Man, that's too many roles already.
It's already too many roles. So you pick at the beginning of the game. You pick your shark, right? So I picked Kevin O'Leary because he's a big dick, Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I went to Wonder Wonderful, and then
he's the guy with the bald head.
Yeah, the bald head. There's like Mark Cuban, Barbara. You know,
the hot blonde girl.
Yeah, she was there too. Remember our Google search?
Yeah, and, she's hot.
And the QVC girl. And so basically, what you do is there's a deck of cards in the middle, and it's all real pitch ideas from the show, right? Yeah. So it's like, we got one. It was the greatest one. It was I got it, and it was a Hanukkah tree topper. And so basically what it is, like, you come in there, well, you're sitting down, so you sit there, and I'll be like, yo, this is a Hanukkah tree topper, and then I'll read the description. It's like, do you ever have a Christmas tree, and you know, but you celebrate Hanukkah?
Are you just reading it?
Could read it, you can ad-lib it too, uh-huh. But I like read it, and then I'll...
So you're trying to
like,
pitch it, you're trying to pitch it.
To a degree, yeah, and then everyone bids on it, right? Everyone will either put a bid in on it, so you have like all these other cards.
But why would you want to bid on it?
Because the goal of the game is to be the shark with the greatest net worth.
Okay, but how do you know that thing's gonna have a net worth? Oh, there's like on the other side of it, it says what it's worth.
Well, on the card, because whoever's pitching the idea has to, it's all private. So I have the thing, and it has three values on this thing. Right?
Okay.
So it's like there's a blue one, a red one, and the green one. And so the blue one's the highest, the green one's the lowest.
Uh-huh.
And so whenever people bid on this thing, they'll put in like, oh, maybe that's worth $75,000. Should I get more money on their investment, right? So,
oh damn, so it's like there's investing, there's ROI, return on investments.
They could be, could be, because you could put like, let's say you know everyone's out and you're like, you know, I'm gonna take a chance on this and I'm gonna put $10,000 on this, right? Because that's the lowest you can bet.
Yeah.
So if you get it, then you get the card, right? And so it has those number values. So I say the blue is like, this is worth $10,000. The middle is worth like $30,000, and then like the blue, like the highest return on your investment would be $100,000.
Okay.
So then you draw like another tile, and it'll give you like what color, like it'll give you like red, green. So then that'll determine the value of that property.
Yeah, that's insane.
See, I did learn last night. Yeah, that's we were sitting there not knowing the game.
That's a mouthful.
That is a mouthful, but it was cool. But it's really quick. It's six turns, so it's like just six cards.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I mean, that sounds like it would outstay its welcome real quick.
Oh, really quick. But we played like three times just to understand that we did
Right. I mean, but, you enjoyed it? You had fun?
You had a good time.
That's all you can ask for in this life. That's all you can ask for in this life.
What are we going to do?
In this life.
What are we going to do? So let's get some music going because I'm tired of hearing myself talk.
What do you suggest? Actually, you know what? I've been getting into this band... Thin Lips.
Oh yeah, we've been having some secret, you know, deep discussions. Yeah. Me and this boy here.
Maybe a potential guest if we can. Well, one day we'll try to get them on.
I know we're working on it. We got, you know, if you got any bands out there that are really trying to want to come on a show, get interviewed, you know, put yourself out there on the World Wide Web. give us a call. You can visit us on the Stroll Show it's the Stroll Show BK on Facebook, Stroll Show BK on Instagram.
Across
all platforms, basically. You know, you can give us an email, hit us up. Stroll show at radiofreebrooklyn.com.
Our schedule is open.
It's open right now. So hit us up.
Also, our DMs are open as well.
Yeah, so if you're available for all activities.
Ooh, my nipples were already hard, but if they weren't hard, because it's freezing in here, but if they weren't hard before, they are hard now. Mm. I will say that.
For sure, bro.
Oh, yeah. I got straight diamond cutters, DDP style, up in this piece. Yo, we're going to play some Thin Lips right now.
Hell yeah.
My lips feel super thin because they're so chapped from being freezing.
You gotta get that Vaseline on, bro.
I know.
That's what I put that on before I went to bed last night.
I gotta get in that Vaso game.
Yeah, bro. You know, it's all natural.
This is their top rated song.
Why do we want to give someone a deep cut when they may not
know? Yeah, so,
you know?
I mean, I don't know them well enough to know the difference. I just threw on the album and I was excited because I saw that they're playing with Modern Baseball coming up. They're from Philly. Really good. I believe there's a... female lead singer. She sounds awesome. And the album is called Riff Hard, which is kind of cool.
That's awesome. Anything that says riff is hell yeah.
So this song's called Never Again by Thin Lips. So if their album Riff Hard, and hope you guys enjoy, and we'll try to think of more stuff to talk about. this is the Stroll Show on Radio Free Brooklyn. We'll be right back.
Yep. You like that? Huh?
What do you guys think of that? What do you guys think of that, eh? That's what I bring to you. We bring to you on this day of days.
On this. So that was Thin Lips out of Philly. You guys check them out. And they got the Facebook. Everyone's got the Facebook these days.
Just go on the internet. Ooh, I just farted. Sorry.
No, I did. I feel like that got picked up by something.
You think so? These mics are hot. So is my booty.
I wish I was hot. Freaking freezing.
Speaking of which, I told you, should I tell the story of my explosive diarrhea the day I got after Christmas?
Oh, my goodness.
Woo!
You tides.
Want to talk about fucking...
stomach. I feel like that stomach virus is going around with everybody, basically.
I was going to say, you talk about some red and green. I was looking just take a look at in my bowl, in the toilet bowl. Yeesh.
Oh my goodness.
Yeesh.
Oh my God.
It was literally like Niagara Falls was coming out of my ass.
Bro.
Bad.
I feel that pain. I mean, my stomach was pretty good over the Christmas break.
But I got up. There was a bug going around.
Yeah, there was. I know a lot of people that got it. My dad got it. Mm-hmm. I think a couple cousins, you know, how they do things. So yeah, it was going around. So I don't feel bad you got it. You got to stay home from work one day, right?
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, it was like one of those things where it's like, You have to just get through it, and it was really bad for like 5 hours to the point where like I almost passed out.
Oh, were you rehydrating?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, good. Of course, because like I literally was on the bowl. shit was happening. Literally,
it's flying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's happening. Everything's just like I'm just evacuating. It's like I can just imagine like inside me like Osmosis Jones. like there's just like bells ringing like. Clean them out.
He's like, we gotta get going.
Clean them out. Flush them.
We're on the next bus out of this colon.
flush this out. And then, all my white blood cells are like fighting these like shit diseases.
It's like we can't get them out. Shit them out.
But you think about it, like there might be a time like earlier, like now we're evolved. We have evolved.
We have evolved.
You know, but back in the day, if you got something like that, you might just die.
Yeah, because
you're not evolved enough to survive a diarrhea.
Yeah, I mean, we're evolved enough now that we can handle all the poisons, all the food.
Right. It's like our white blood cells used to be like the way we look, and now they look like the Rock.
They're just like mad brolic. They got a tribal tattoo.
and they're just giving the people's eyebrow to like all the germs.
They're like, yo, you're gonna come in here like that? You're gonna come in here with that shit? Like, come on, we stopped that like 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, bro, we're talking BC.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking of all the poisons because I'm drinking Sprite Tropical Remix.
Yeah, you tried to give me some of that, and I just wouldn't be having it.
Yeah, he didn't have it, but this is a another like comeback soda story. And
yeah, we saw that Crystal Pepsi in the store too.
Yeah, the Crystal Pepsi.
Big Boys Deli had everything.
Yeah, I love Big Boys Deli. Yo, let me tell you something. If anyone's in Bushwick, right, and they're just want to get the eat on.
You want to be a big boy?
Yeah, you want to be a big boy? You go out to Big Boy's Deli. I think it's on Myrtle Avenue, like right in the corner where the train is.
You can't miss it. It's a huge sign for such a small store inside.
Yeah, it's not much inside, but it's got the space. So, Paul got a buttered roll today. And if you got that buttered roll in Midtown, what would you say that cost? $3-$4?
At least triple what I paid.
Yeah.
But that's still cheap, but what I paid was 50 cents.
You paid 50 cents? Who's ever... I haven't even seen something pay like 50 cents, unless it was like a quarter drink.
I think it costs more for us to give that to somebody who's in prison. I think our tax dollars, we get more tax dollars taken out for people in prison that eat that.
That same buttered roll
that Big Boys was 50 cents.
They always take care of us in there, so we give them a shout out.
Love Big Boys. Yeah. So I guess I just finished my story of my white blood cells attacking all the germs inside of me, and I was on the pot, and then I literally... Without even wiping or anything, I had to just get off and just like I was facing Mecca or something. Like I was on all floors, just like I was. Oh my God, I was like praying to something, and I was like, Megan, my girlfriend,
please come here, girlfriend,
help me. I was, but it really came like this. Help! Help me! My mouth felt like the Serengeti. I'm just dying. I'm literally thinking, like, it's the end. Hang on. Give me a magic marker and some loose leaf. I got to write my will.
This is like the worst way to go out. Just shitting uncontrollably.
I'm just shitting out my ass. Someone's going to have, like, whoever like puts me in the autopsy table is going to have to wipe my ass.
You have to clean. Imagine the cleanup of the crime scene. just sprayed everywhere. You're just like.
And they say that you actually shit yourself when you die, too.
Is that true, though?
But I don't think I would have had anything left to shit, even if I would.
You were taking care of that way before.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm on the floor, on the cold tiles, which feel awesome. Megan brings me a pillow, And I'm just like, I'm laying on the floor.
I'm just, I don't know why I'm envisioning you just like naked. Just like,
I was totally naked. I was absolutely naked. That was a good call. You were right.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't, cause I was afraid I was going to shit all over my clothes. So I got totally naked while I was shitting. That's how uncontrollable.
That's right. But when you get naked in here, sometimes you shit and you want to just like take off some clothes. Yeah, it's like a primal feeling.
Yeah. I want to get, and speaking of which, my little brother got from Christmas, my mom got my mom the squatty potty.
Oh, damn.
So we have the squatty potty in my parents' house now.
Did you, was this available for you at this time of need?
Oh, yeah. Well,
not that
no.
I needed any no. Further assistance.
I could have used it. But no, I used it before that, because I was at home for like, you know, Christmas was on Saturday. I went home. It was on Sunday. I went home Saturday, Sunday, and I stayed home Monday too. So those 3 days that I was there, and then I got sick on the Monday.
Oh,
but I got to
use this. That's actually the best day to get sick.
Right,
honestly,
right. And then I stayed home the next day. But I did get to use the squatty potty, and I know you've been really interested in that.
I've been wanting to buy it. I actually was thinking of buying it for Christmas season, but just for myself.
Well, because as you said, the primal nature of shitting, it makes you do that. Like,
really?
Because you put your
how high
feet
does
up.
It put your feet up?
They're pretty high.
Yeah, it's like you're giving birth. Kind
well,
of.
Well, imagine if you were actually squatting like an animal. How high would your knees be up? They'd be pretty high up. They'd be up to your chest. That's what the squatty potty does.
Wow. I feel like I would have did like a catcher's squat, but then I feel like that's not doing it justice. I feel like I got to get the knees above the torso.
That's kind of what it does. It takes a minute for you to like get used to it, but like all of a sudden you're just like, it just comes out.
It feels so nice.
Yes, it feels natural. And even if you feel like, oh man, that's a big one. That's a big one up there. I know that's going to hurt.
No.
It comes out smooth.
Smooth sailing. Wow, this is...
I know you love talking about shit. So.
I do love talking about shit. And I really want to buy that.
We should change this to the Scat Show.
I know. Scat. I'm a Scat.
XXX.com. That changed my life as a kid.
But here's what I've realized what we discussed that we want to talk about today as well. Because we like to be topical. We like to be musical. And the Grammys are coming up soon. The 59th Grammys, right? Is that the number?
I don't know.
We'll say it's
Grammys 2017.
Yeah. So, and as we know, rock music is not as prevalent in the Grammy scene as it once was, as we've discussed before. New Year's the Beyonce.
Right, and I was actually right about that because I thought I read that it was a song that she did with
Jack White,
because Beyonce is nominated for best rock performance for a song she did with Jack White.
Yeah.
And I actually want to listen to that song because I never heard it.
Okay, yes, we will. This is not exclusive. We don't listen to that because I haven't listened to it, so I don't know if this is worthy of rock. We just hate on it because Beyonce, but we don't really know.
But what? Because we're a rock.
Yeah,
we're rockers.
We're two rocking dudes. We're two rocking dudes.
Let's see. Let's get to the actual like list of. This is not it. It says complete list of Grammy nominees, and it doesn't show up.
Oh, it doesn't show up because I know.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, get that going.
We just want to look at the rock stuff, right? We don't really care about everything else.
Screw everything else, because we got there's a couple albums that are nominated that are, I don't know if they're surprising. I guess it's just the only ones. I don't know the only big names that are still available. But
this is just the rock field. It says the rock field, the field of rock. I feel like that's something like Jack Black would say in the beginning of like a Tenacious D song. We're riding on steeds
in the field of
down rock. The field of rock. All right. Anyway, so best rock performance. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm listening. You can see me. I'm sitting on this little cold bench.
Okay. It's cold. Did we say that already? Yeah, it's cold.
It snowed, so we can't have a guess. Did we say that too?
Okay. Best rock performance. Right? Joe. Live from Austin City Limits.
Joe?
No. This is a song by Alabama Shakes.
Oh, I was gonna say. I was like, who's like? Is there a Joe? Joe.
But what is? So it's a live performance. Can be considered like what does best rock performance mean? How is that different than?
But how can
the
how,
rock song like?
What not everybody was there to witness such a performance, because watching it on TV is totally different than being there.
But I always thought that it meant like performance, like. The way you performed in the studio, like that was like they could tell somehow that was a good performance, and I don't know.
I actually didn't know that was even a category, because I don't understand why that exists. Isn't
whatever.
I don't know. Everything is subjective. I don't know.
Anyway, this is the category that Beyonce got nominated for with Jack White. It's called the song is called "Don't Hurt Yourself," and it's Beyonce featuring Jack White.
I mean, that's for us to not be like, what? How is this possible? Yeah. Beyonce, don't hurt yourself. It's gonna win. Don't worry.
That's the song we're gonna listen to after I finish this list.
Okay.
Also,
we going top rock albums as well.
I'm not even finished a rock performance yet.
Oh shoot,
it's only
go,
two, bro. There's five.
Boy, go.
Next is Black Star. Black Star by Bowie. Obviously,
that's got to get up there.
Posthumous.
Who's gonna say posthumous first?
Is it posthumous or posthumous?
No, it's not posthumous.
No, that's
as
not,
I originally once thought. I was like, what does that mean?
It's like, is that's actually after, insulting. After it was funny. Like AIDS, it's like that thing on South Park where they say, oh, you need like 25 years to make fun of something. And then they made like fun of AIDS and stuff. Is that posthumorous?
I think we should coin a term here.
Okay, so Black Star, The Sound of Silence is, a cover of the Simon and Garfunkel song that Disturbed did.
Well,
remember we were confused that between Godsmacked and Disturbed?
Yeah.
So it's actually Disturbed that put out a new album this year.
It could have been Godsmack.
It could have been. It easily could have been. But apparently Disturbed has been nominated and I think have won Grammys before.
I believe that. At this point, like the last 10, 15 years, I don't know who's... I was looking, because I worked the other day, I was looking up the list and I was trying to see who was nominated in the past. And I was a little surprised, I guess, I would say.
So what else is left? And then there's a song called Heathens by 21 Pilots, which I would not say is rock either.
No, I feel like they're like very pop. Very, very pop and
yeah, like what is rock about it?
I don't know. I didn't even know they were rock. They're a rock band. They're not a rock band.
But it's the best rock performance. I don't, because then
why can't Dave Grohl just win this? Like, why isn't he just on there?
I don't think he put out a song. I don't think he put out a new song this year.
It doesn't matter. Just let him win.
Just give it to him every year.
Disturbed is nominated with the song's not even their own.
But the funny thing is, there's
Grohl rocked. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Dave Grohl, go for it.
Performed the whole concert series on a rock throne. That's not best rock performance. That could be best rock performance for
life. But that wasn't this year. That's the only thing.
But then what about Guns N' Roses? They came back. They rocked.
Yeah, that's true. But they didn't put out. I don't think they put out a new. I see. That's what I don't know. Is it got to be a new song?
I don't know.
Does it have to be a song that came out this year? And then check this out.
What are the criteria?
Best rock song is a different category. So rock performance and rock song are two separate things. And
how is this possible?
So who's
at the Academy?
And it's different songs. So Black Star, the song, is nominated. So that's right.
Okay.
He was nominated for Best Rock Performance, Bowie.
Okay.
Right?
But did he ever perform this year? I thought he was sick.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Who was doing this?
Someone
tweet at us, Stroll _ show.
Stroll _ Stroll.
That's not even the
backslash,
handle.
Vance Refrigeration.
Someone tell me something. Who's making these decisions? You know what I want to do? Don't rest your weary head.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you cry no more, big boy.
I'm not gonna.
Let's place that Beyonce. The don't hate or don't
hurt yourself.
Don't hurt yourself. Yeah, I'm already hurting myself.
I'm just really
thinking too much.
I'm just really confused, as to like what the difference is between rock performance and rock song. Like I understand, okay, one is a performance, but what's the criteria that makes it perform? Like what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like wouldn't the best song thereby have the best performance? Or couldn't it all be one thing?
But you know,
and also none of these Grammys are going to even be given out at the show.
Really?
They're all going to be like beforehand. You never see like the best rock performance given out at the show.
Oh yeah, but the show still lasts 3 hours though. I don't know where they're giving out awards to. It's just like old Beyonce and like Kanye West. Congratulations though to them because I know they will win handsomely. The rich get richer. But
I don't know. I don't know if I can find this.
You don't know what?
I'll go to Jack White.
Yeah, just like Jack White, Beyonce, because that's the thing. Like, you think about it. Like, bands perform all year, right? They play, they go on tours. And has the Academy seen every performance that band has done throughout the year to say, this show, that was the best one we've ever seen of that. It's the best performance I've seen of that song. How do you judge, unless it's, excuse me, on like big stages, like they go perform for like Conan O'Brien?
Not to mention, this song that is nominated for best performance that must be so universally known and revered. Man, I can't even find it. It's not even on Spotify.
Can you YouTube this?
Maybe it was just like a performance. Maybe it wasn't actually recorded.
A private performance.
Maybe it wasn't. Yeah, maybe. All right. Anyway,
what?
Continue on your thought. I need to hear this.
I'm just confused because I just don't understand what makes a performance great. Listen, I'm in no way, shape, or form a man that can determine what is good in this world. That's just a fact.
Don't sell yourself short, big boy.
No, but I'm just saying. So I just don't understand how Beyonce, you know what I think it is? I think it's just a way to get publicity back into the category.
Yeah,
trying to get some buzz around rock. But you know what always annoys me? As I said in the past, like these bands, like I was saying when High School Football Heroes were here, how like big name people like Taylor Swift, they don't feature on like rock band songs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like not that this needs to happen, but like Taylor Swift, well, apparently it happened, but no one saw it. was with Taylor Swift, like featured on like a Foo Fighters song or something.
Yeah.
Or like even like Hayley Williams disappeared. Like, why didn't she jump on something, vice versa?
It's all political. It's all trying to further some kind of agenda that
we don't know about.
This music business has. Mm-hmm. Also, Megan just hit me up with some knowledge.
Oh.
My girlfriend, Megan, just, I had to phone a friend.
She just stroll underscore show.
Yeah. She says the performance awards the overall production and performance of it. Whereas, so if it's a rock performance,
I mean, it's not live, or it is live.
But that's why I'm confused. That's what I'm confused about. Like, what does that mean? Performance in the studio or performance live? Or maybe it could be both. Because clearly there was somebody that was nominated for a live performance.
Someone I saw was nominated for a live performance on Conan O'Brien.
Oh, maybe.
But that wasn't all of them. I don't know. I didn't even know you can get nominated off a TV show. Ladies and gentlemen, Stroll underscore show needs these tweets.
All right, well, look.
We need help.
First of all, I found the song. There's a couple of different versions of it.
Is this on YouTube?
This is on YouTube. So okay. It might be like a 2 seconds of an ad. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you know, can you Aerosmith that real quick?
I can.
Just push play.
And then. So all it says is Beyonce. Don't hurt yourself. That doesn't even mention Jack White in any of these.
No one cares about him anymore. Remember when Seven Nation Army came out and everyone loved Jack White?
Yeah, that was something, wasn't it?
And Megan White.
Well,
and now they don't, because I guess they're divorced. If they were even related, I don't even know.
We still have a lot to get to with these Grammy nominations. Yeah. But let's just try to pop this on and we'll see.
I'm ready. You know, I'm always queued up.
All right, we'll be back after this. It's the Stroll Show, Radio Free Brooklyn. We're gonna see how we feel about this Grammy Award nominated Best Rock Performance.
Yeah,
by Beyonce, called "Don't Hurt Yourself." Hopefully, it doesn't hurt us. I'm gonna press the button. All right, here we go. Pop it off. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't want to play it. Let's try this one.
All right. We'll be back.
We're still on, but we're back and gone.
Maybe we could do a live. Want to do a live?
Yeah, a live reaction. Listen through. Yeah, I like that idea. Just pump it up a little bit. I can't hear it.
You are terrifying.
Whoa.
And strange.
Okay.
Beyonce.
And beautiful.
This is a performance. Look, there's a video of it.
Oh.
But is this like a Beyonce song?
She sleeps all day.
Oh, there's like heavy drums. That's rock.
Yo, it's Beyonce.
Dude, you're like doing the remix yourself. Fuck yeah. You should be nominated for best remix performance in a basement.
Oh, hang on. Here she go. You know she's going to go. Damn. What is it like to be Beyonce? Like, I gotta whisper this whole thing because.
Sedated by orgasm.
Whoa! Orgasm.
I hope this is it. I don't know if I'm even listening to the right thing.
I can't even imagine how Jack White can get in on this.
Is it just because he's gonna have like a guitar solo at some point? Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know. Is he watching? Is he like sitting in the crowd maybe?
What?
Let's go.
Oh yeah, because it's like it's got a rock beat, so it's a rock song.
Yeah, is that Jack White? You see him anywhere in the video?
Is Jack White playing the song? No, I don't see him at all. I just see Beyonce.
Maybe produced. Oh, Beyonce, girl.
Oh. She should win. That's it. I've seen enough.
I didn't know she cursed so much.
I mean, that's why it's rock, bro. It's dangerous.
Yo.
You know that rap's dangerous, too.
Yeah, but I don't even know what Beyonce is.
This is barely a song, first of all. This is like, what is this?
My big ass on. I got money in my pants. I don't know.
Bills on bills on bills. Paper. Falling down my ass.
There's no visual on Jack White anywhere in
this
song.
Is what I'm seeing here. It's like two Beyoncés.
Wow. That, you know, performance-wise, I mean, it's not really a performance. That's really just the screen doing that crazy stuff. It's not really Beyoncé doing it.
She said don't hurt yourself, so I guess this must be the song.
This is now confirmed. Visually and
audiologically. I mean, it's like a minute left. I mean, we can listen to the rest of it if you want.
Are you for real with this? This is really not that good.
There's all no right. song!
Hang on, I gotta talk to the Beehive right now. Listen, Beehive. All the bays, listen. Bay Beyonce. I'm not sure what this is. I'm not gonna hate on it because I just don't know. But I just wanted you to ask the Beehive to tweet at us and be like, listen, is this rock?
I mean,
is it?
If they didn't give it that label, I would never think that this should be nominated for a rock thing. It's Beyonce.
Is it because there's drums? Is it because there's drums?
There's drums in regular Beyonce songs. There's drums. She has live drummers, live musicians.
Yeah.
You know, she gets heavy sometimes. That doesn't mean that she should be put in the rock category with rock has got it hard enough.
Yeah.
Rock has got it hard enough these days.
Let alone put Beyonce in there. But this is Queen Bey, you know? She's coming in there.
All right, it's pretty much it.
All right, this just confirmed my Illuminati beliefs. And you know I want to get in on that, but it's, you know.
I mean,
The audio and visual things I've saw stimulated the Illuminati senses.
I got nothing to say. I don't even know what to say. I'm not saying it was bad. I'm not saying
no.
I liked it. I mean, it's cool. It was maybe a good performance to be there live. You're like, oh shit, it's going down now.
Hmm.
But like,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. Like, why is that rock? Why is that got to be put in the category of rock? And where was Jack White?
I don't know.
Did he help write it?
My swing my big ass.
Yeah, like there was no, who the fuck do you think I is? Yeah.
You're Beyonce.
Like,
no
okay,
one,
fine.
No one, even like starving children in Africa know who you are, Beyonce. Let's
we
be real.
We all know.
Let's be real. No one doesn't know who you are or ever question who you are.
It's not even the point of that. It's just like, You know what?
Moving on. We're moving on. Next song. Next.
Yeah. Well,
Beyonce, congratulations on your victory because I can't see anybody beating that. I have to say that's just mean.
Well, I don't even know what the rest of the shit sounded like, but
it doesn't matter. But what I want to get to, because we got about 12 minutes, you know, giving us right to that 1 o'clock hour. I want to do the best album because you know a couple of bands that we know
best rock album
best rock album of course, and you know we got a couple big time, well, like old school.
Yeah.
Not like a lot of, like, not newer bands, really, but, you know, Blink-182 was on there for California.
Well, that brings us to our oh shit moment of the week.
Yes, it does. Oh, I wish we had the drop.
We don't have a drop. Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so we come to find out today that, not today, but like earlier this week,
Blink-182
got nominated for a Grammy, and we didn't even know about it. That happened like a month ago.
Yeah, they got nominated. Weezer got nominated.
But I mean, I'm not surprised about Weezer. I think Weezer's been nominated before, no?
Probably. But I feel like, was Blink ever?
Blink was never nominated.
Never once? Never,
no.
Ever?
But like, imagine if this was a couple years ago and a punk band got nominated. Or, I mean, I guess Blink's not a punk band anymore. And you don't think
like
of them that way.
They tribute to themselves, I think.
But if they win that, that's fucking huge, man.
Well, I mean, who could really win? Let's run down the list because I kind of have it off the top of my head. It's the Blink-182 California album. Panic at the Disco. I don't know the new album. Weezer.
Panic at the Disco is actually not. Is they?
I think so.
Oh, I thought Death of a Bachelor was a new band. And the name of the album is... Panic at the Disco album is Death of a Bachelor.
Yeah, they got a Weezer, self-titled Weezer album, which actually was pretty good. I did listen to it. I mean,
it's like old school Weezer.
Just sounded like they just found a bunch of B-sides from Pinkerton and were like, hey guys, we got a new Pinkerton.
There's nothing wrong with that. And even though Pinkerton was like critically panned at the time and like it almost killed their career single-handedly. But it's like their best album.
And everyone loves it again. But yeah, so that was a good album. There's one more band that I didn't know of that
the Gojira, the metal. It's like a metal band.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was, and I was curious to find out that.
Yeah, you wouldn't listen to them. They're like super hard metal. I mean,
that would hurt me, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a frail boy.
It's not bad. It's not bad, but it's, you know, it's not for everybody.
Yeah, so I mean, if you had to look at that category right now, I would assume either Weezer or Blink is going to win that category.
I could see Panic at the Disco being the dark horse though for that.
Dark horse. I'm not really a fan of Panic.
I'm not either.
Disco.
And that's why I think that they would win.
that's true.
Anything that we think would win would probably lose, i.e. the Jets.
Yeah. Tweet at us at @Stroll_show. We'll find out.
That's not it.
It's not it. No, it's actually at @TheStrollShowBK. But it doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, I really feel like Blink will win this one because they got the big Blink buzz this year. You know?
They came back
even without the full lineup.
It could be one of those situations where it's like, you know how like Leonardo DiCaprio won that Oscar just because he's been around? Like,
that's bullshit. I didn't even see that movie he did.
But of all these bands, and it was really good, by the way, that movie.
Was it really good?
I mean, it wasn't his best performance.
Was the Titanic good?
I don't know. Titanic gets me emotional. I'm not gonna lie.
Don't cry. Don't cry.
But it's like, that's a schlock fest. That movie. it's like a big soap opera on a boat.
Yeah,
that's
true. I don't know. That's why everybody loved it. I loved it.
I don't think it needed to be the biggest movie of all time, but no, I think it was a combination of like Leo was a hot actor at the time, yeah. You know, and then also James Cameron was a hot director at the time, and then it had like all this like crazy special effects for 1997.
Yeah, that was, I mean, and the movie was split into like two parts. I remember you had to stop the movie midway through because we needed that raisinette break.
Yeah, that was like one of the last big movies that ever really did that too.
It was good. I remember seeing that in the theaters with my mom.
Anyway,
that was dope.
I could see Blink-182 getting that like legacy Grammy. Because like...
Just to define their career now, just to get them into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is that what you're saying?
But I don't even know. Like, they're coming up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, dude. You don't realize that they've been around almost as long as like Green Day.
Fighters, right? Like they're around, was 90, when did they come out? 94? Like
that Cheshire Cat or whatever? Or
95?
I mean, that's... Probably 94, 93, I think. Like their first albums. Like,
so they should be coming up, right? They should be up.
I mean, maybe in the next two years.
Is it 20 years, 25 years? What is it?
It's like 25 years after your debut record.
Wow.
And I don't know what they would count as their debut record.
Wow, they still feel so kiddie, you know? Like they still, we're getting old, ladies and gentlemen. I'm almost 30, all right? I want the earth to know that right now. That's
the earth
crazy.
Hears you. Good. And the earth says, come to me. Be one with the earth. One step closer to death. Get that foot in that grave.
I'm just like, okay. Was it warm down there?
It's probably warmer than it is in here. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I mean, I could see Blink getting that. Like, and then you think it would be kind of weird though if they get it and it's not with Tom. That'd be a real.
That's what I'm trying to think. Would he get? Now here's my thing.
He wouldn't get a Grammy.
He wouldn't get this Grammy because it's for this album, right? He didn't work on this album.
Yeah. I mean, he's not in the band anymore. So
now let's say they get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, then yes,
because Tom gets in for that.
Yes,
then, right?
Absolutely.
But would Mike Skiba get in for that as well?
Yeah.
They would both get in.
I would say so.
Holy!
I mean, it's at the discretion of the
council
of the academy or whatever they call the hall.
The hall has spoken.
But yeah, I mean, like there was a whole thing with Pearl Jam getting nominated and getting in, and like they're trying to, like I think one of the drummers, the original drummers, I can't remember which one it is, but
there's so many.
But like I feel like some of those drummers. They all need to get in. I mean, like they all should get in. Iron should get in. I mean, I think it should all get in. Abruzzi's. There was one other guy that was on there for like the first album, and then they like re-recorded the album with Abruzzi's or something.
Oh, that's dirty.
I can't remember.
Who is the current drummer now?
It's Matt Cameron.
Okay,
but
he's been there for like the longest tenured drummer. If you had to give by time,
I would say so.
Okay,
he's been consistently with them at this point. Like he's been with them since the 2000s, like early maybe like late 90s.
Yeah,
so he's like majority of their career.
I mean, listen,
he's gonna get in for a bunch of different bands. Like he was in Temple of the Dog. He was in obviously fucking Soundgarden.
Of course.
So anyway, I mean, we'll see.
Hey, yeah, I feel like they all deserve it. They all had a part in that career.
I'm saying, like, anybody in that legacy should get in.
And I mean, who else is knocking on the door after like the next couple of years? Who else is the next couple like bands from like it'd be Blink for us probably. Like, now this may be ridiculous to say, but I'm going to say it. Like, would Newfound Glory be part of that vein? Because
it's going to be interesting to see that next wave.
Some 41, maybe some 41.
I mean, it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right?
Yes.
So, like,
yes.
But apparently Beyonce, maybe she put out a rock song that's just so she could be put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like, what else is there? Is there another type of Hall of Fame? Is there an R&B Hall of Fame? Is there a rap Hall of Fame?
You know, there are, because I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'm sure you have as well.
Right, but they just have anybody in it, right? It's not like just rock. It's like they let Run DMC got in it.
I think Chuck D or something, Public Enemy got in.
Yeah, Public Enemy, what's it called last year? Maybe 2 years ago, NWA got in? I get Public Enemy and NWA confused. I'm sorry.
Okay. I feel like they're all going to get in there because.
But like Biggie should get in then.
Yeah, like Biggie, Tupac, even though, posthumously.
Yeah, posthumously.
I get in.
So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. But I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the Grammys. I don't know. I don't know what to really make of it anymore. I'll peek at it. I'll see who wins. But I mean, I'm not gonna sit there and watch it.
Yeah, but you could tune in and watch it. You know, let's check your local listings.
My prediction though for the Grammy, if you want to give your prediction, I feel like 21 Pilots is gonna like sweep everything that they're in.
Yeah. Okay. I would agree with that.
I think that they're just gonna like they're gonna probably maybe not because they're on like album of the year, song of the year. They're gonna get. maybe not sweep it, but they're going to get some big. They're going to get some big awards this year.
I agree with that. And also, are the Chainsmokers?
Chainsmokers will get Best New Artist.
They'll win that because they're so big and they got that doo 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 doo, like whatever that song is. Like, I'm so wavy. Is that them?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm just making up stuff, so don't. I think I listen to them, and you know, I feel like those bands they'll get in.
Well, let me just read you the album and the. Album of the year is either Adele, Beyonce, Bieber, Drake, or Sturgill Simpson.
Well, that whoever that last one is not winning.
It's one of those like that year that Arcade Fire won.
Oh yeah,
and they just threw Arcade Fire in there, and like you're gonna win Grammy of the Year.
They
guys.
Were like Kings Leon or something. Yeah. Like they just like they tossed like indie rock bands a bone, and then they just shoved them aside.
It's all fake. It's like the WWE. It's like they took when they took The Rock when he got his first title. They're like, okay, Rocky, tonight's your night. You're going to get that built.
You know, it's true. I don't understand it, but you know what? We can't control it. What we want to give you guys is those hot underground bands. You know what I'm saying? Those bands that we don't give a shit about the awards.
Even though we only played one and we also played Beyonce, so sorry about that.
Yeah, we had a better game plan going in, but we had to get this off our chest. If we had 2 hours.
You would get more.
You would get more. Well, we're wrapping it up now. We got about 4 minutes.
So I just want to say thanks to everybody listening. I hope everybody had a great holiday.
Yeah.
Really appreciate you guys tuning in and being with us through the last couple of months. And we're going to get back in the swing of things and get some guests on. We'll do our best. That's all we can do.
Yeah, we just, you know, we do what we got to do. We'll put the emails out there. We just, you know, we need you guys to put in the responses. So I don't know what that even means. I don't know.
It sounds good.
You know, give us, yeah, just, you know.
And if you feel like donating to Radio Free Brooklyn, you can go to the Radio Free Brooklyn Patreon page, and drop a coin in the little tip basket for us, and we'll try to keep this place going. We're not sure what's going to happen in the coming months. You know, we might have to change venues. Who knows? I mean, anything could happen. So
it's a volatile world out there, ladies and gentlemen.
Try to support if you can. Just go to our Patreon page, radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge, or you can go to patreon.com/radiofreebrooklyn. Either way, one way or the other. It's like the 69 slip thing, whatever that thing is.
The 69 slip mat.
So beautiful. Yeah, so
I don't know why.
Let's just end it as we began with a little cerveza from Ballyhoo. And thanks again, everybody. It's been a Stroll Show. And
Vinny, 2017.
For the first time, 2017.
Vinny, you up. Are
you up?
Vinny.
It's about that time again, so pack your bags and get ready. Hitting the road with the best of friends, and you know that you're gonna rock steady. Summertime.